I gotta say, you know, I thought about making a podcast before, but this is it. This is episode one with Ricky. And today we're gonna just talk about what the show is actually gonna be about. It's gonna be a little bit of everything, from everyday problems, I guess I wanna say, things that we struggle with as humans on a day-to-day basis. Things like, you know, budgeting, entertainment, and even for those that, you know, struggle a little bit with addiction problems. Because, believe it or not, it's a big thing. I actually took a few courses that I found really interesting. And I feel a lot of people don't understand what people that go through these kind of things are feeling. I think, especially for myself, you know, I'd like to have this as a learning curve, I guess, for those that are going out there and looking for help, you know, for people that wanna better themselves, you know, for anyone that feels like, you know, this is stopping them from actually progressing as a human being themselves. I think it's a really important step. I feel that everyone that even thinks about themselves and having a problem should definitely check out, because it's really important to always know that no matter what you're facing, there's someone out there that can relate to your situation. There's always someone out there that can help you, not like a guide, because no one likes guides. I don't like reading guides, but like someone that, it's like a real person that just has been in your shoes and knows exactly what you're going through, you know? A guide sucks because there's no right way to doing one thing. There's no one right way. You can have one success path with a million different stories leading up to this end mark, I guess, is what you would call it. And today's episode, that's what we're going to focus on. I think addiction's something I've been studying for a few years now. My father was an alcoholic, and he struggled with cocaine and alcohol. He was a musician, so it's something that hits really close to home for myself, and I feel like I've studied it long enough. I've read the big book, you know. I checked out most of the stories in there. They're very helpful, and they really make you think a lot, you know, and I feel like a lot of people are missing that out in their lives and feeling like you're dealing with this on your own. It's definitely not fun. Not fun at all. So you wanna just relate to people. And this could be it. We don't have any guests on the show tonight, but we will be having guests tomorrow night, and we'll definitely have a different subject to talk about. We might even go back to this one, because, you know, things are much more interesting when you have a few people in the room recording and actually talking about these ideas. But I consider myself not like a conspiracy theorist, but somebody that likes to look into everybody's mind, you know. I like to look into what springs up people's curiosity, and I've heard a lot of conspiracies, you know, regarding alcohol and why it is that we choose to go down this path of you know, I don't want to say numbing our emotions with alcohol, but like it's definitely a escape from what reality is. It's definitely not a gateway kind of tool, but like a gateway out from, you know, personal problems that we've all dealt with. I think that we don't pay as much attention to this just because humans are really, really smart creatures. You know, our bodies are built to withstand anything, you know. And then after like generations of, I don't want to say babying like our human bodies, but like definitely making it easy for us to get by on our day-to-day basis, you know, just making everyday life simpler, or I guess that's not even right, more like easier, we've in a way, made our bodies codependent. Codependent, I mean that in a way where it's like we rely on what's the next big idea, what's someone gonna, you know, come up with in order to make our lives easier. You know, instead of being like, okay, like, how am I gonna make my body adapt to, like, this new issue? You know, like, it goes, like, this is just one example. I know I'm a little drifting off, maybe, away from what I wanted the main topic to be, which was addiction. But one thing that really caught my mind, or caught my attention, sorry, has been, like, bullying. Bullying has gone on a rise in the last few days, or last few years, and it's, at least today, being considered the reason why a lot of these tragedies happen today in life. And I feel like back in the day, you know, once, I don't want to sound like one of those back in the day we were better kind of persons. That's not who I am. But like when the human mind and body spotted, I guess, like, danger or a threat, your body has a way of protecting itself. Because if not, bullying would just kill you. You know, someone said something like, oh, your hair is ugly, or you're ugly, or something. You know, you would just break down and die. But no, there's many different ways, I feel, like, that we were made in order to protect ourselves from these natural things. Like, our body, I feel like our body's fully there, except we've neglected our body's natural powers, our superpowers. I know, crazy, right? Our body has superpowers. But one thing that we didn't focus on, our brains, I feel, is at a point right now where it's gotten too big and too powerful, you know? And we don't know exactly how to control it and how to tell it, like, this is a threat here. Don't give in to it, fight back. But our brain isn't developed, it's more developed than what we are consciously. I feel like if our brain was to be as developed as our body, it would build a defense system against, you know, things like bullying and all sorts of things like that. But our brain isn't there yet. It's not there at all, actually, because you notice, I don't care what kind of person you are, independent, codependent, strong, weak, big, tall, short, you know, skinny, it doesn't matter. Like, if someone says something that goes against your ego, or something that goes against what your belief is, you automatically go on protective mode, you know, on, I guess, I don't want to say the victim, because a lot of people don't like being called a victim, and I don't think it's the right word to use. But we get defensive over that thing, and that's, I guess, evidence of victimization. That would be one thing that says, all right, this person's a victim. It's because they get on the defensive, and that's how you would describe someone as being victimized. I think our mind hasn't fully developed to the point where it's like, I'm gonna build a resistance towards this attack, I guess. It goes into, like, the prey mode, you know? It gets offensive, it starts overthinking things. And I know a lot of you may say, like, we're not that kind of people. Like, no, I don't care what someone says about me, but, like, deep down in your head, in that place where nobody else but yourself can hear you, like, you know what's going on in there, you know it hurts, you know you didn't wear that shirt again because Tommy said it wasn't that nice. Tommy might have said, oh, that shirt looks a little too small on you. Did you wear that shirt again around Tommy? You most likely didn't, you know why? It's because our minds aren't fully developed to build its own resistance towards things like this. And that's fine, you know, it's, our mind is constantly growing. Our knowledge is becoming greater every day. Our way to get to knowledge is becoming easier every day. I feel like before it was harder. You know, you would have to do a lot of more research than you would today to want to know what what you want to know. You know, today it's a button. Literally, it's a button away. You know, like you just click on anything, and it's like you find out what you want to know. But back in the day, you actually had to put in some work. But I feel like the easier it gets, it's the better. I think the easier it gets for us to access things that would only improve our knowledge is what's going to make mankind actually get better, you know? But a lot of people look at it as if it's what's, I guess, throwing mankind back. I don't think it's the case. I feel like when you get so much knowledge so fast, it's a little scary and overwhelming that it could throw somebody off, you know? It could scare them. But going back to the main topic, which is bullying, there's a lot of things that we have to start teaching our children today. It might not help them directly, but it might help those that come after them, you know? Talking about their children, their children's children, their grandchildren, their grandchildren's grandchildren, you know? We have to start making our kids mentally strong. I think it's easier to make somebody physically strong because you have things like muscles that you can actually see with your eye, and you can actually see those improvements. But that obviously, like, if you're I grew up in a really bad neighborhood, you know, I moved around a lot, but it was all around the same neighborhood that I moved around, so the apartments all around that same little block, that's where I was, and that's where I grew up, you know. If it was very diverse, I saw things that maybe you shouldn't have seen at a young age, but that helped me build to be who I am today. And I feel like everyone that lives around that same spot, it morphed them, or it molded them in some way to becoming who they are, whether it's a successful person or a bad person. But then again, your definition of bad could be different. So for all you know, they can think they're a great person. That's a whole different topic, and we'll definitely have to make a different episode for that conversation. But going back to what we're speaking, or what we're talking about, we have to start building our kids to, you know, focus in a little bit more on becoming a little bit mental strong. Especially our men. Our men, I feel like it's less common for somebody to come out and insult you. Because, you know, you'll rarely get the opportunity when another guy comes at you and just says, "Hey, you're ugly," you know? Like that. That never happens. No one ever comes up to you and says, "Hey, you're ugly." Another man will never come up to you and just be like, "You know, I'm gonna hurt your feelings right now, and I'm gonna just say that you're really ugly." And no one wants to be your friend because you're not nice. And maybe you don't have a nice attitude. Yeah, even though he might not have a nice attitude. That's not what, like, men are telling other men, you know? As to hurt their feelings, at least. With women, it's a little bit more common. And that's why I feel like they're a little bit more mentally strong than us. I guess that's where the word gentleman comes from. Because we're a little bit more gentle with each other. I mean, obviously, when it comes to, like, the physicality, you know, oh, we're all in. We are ready to, we're all ready to just pop somebody off, you know? Like, oh, you called me weak. I'm gonna fight you now, you know? But like I said, like, those muscles are a little harder to reach. So a lot of people don't believe or wouldn't know what your mental strength is, because it's not like your fucking brain starts growing, you know, muscles and all. I mean, it does in the inside, internally, you know, those are the strongest muscles in your body. But I mean, it's not like your head starts, you know, just be like, "Oh, your head's really buff, dude. Like, yeah, you got a nice brain in there." It doesn't happen that way. And I think that that's something that we don't focus on, because it's not something that we look at often, you know? But, I mean, I guess perception, or the way we perceive things, is through our eyes. But I think that's where we're lacking, you know? Today, at least today in our generation, we're lacking a lot in that area. We have to teach our men and women. Although I feel like our ladies are doing a hell of a job with that already. Because even the insults that they say, like, God, you were to tell me something like that, like, yo, Brittany, yo, you look like your daddy's your daddy's daughter. You know, that shit would hurt me, you know? Like, there's certain things that you can't say to me. I mean, what, like, say, oh, you're single because, you know, nobody likes your personality and you're ugly and I bet you don't even straighten your hair. It's like, yeah, I never worried about that, but, like, that hurts my feelings because I didn't think as a man I would even have to worry about that. And it's not about what you know, it's about sometimes the things that you don't know about yourself is what hurts you the most. And a lot of people don't see that. A lot of people don't see that a lot. I mean, but then again, it could be a little... I can see how, like, people think being a man is easy. Because basically all you're doing, I guess, I've been told, just go and poke, you know, poke a woman anyway. And that's it. But no, men are, like, are getting more in touch with their feminine side. I think a little bit more every day. And I definitely feel like the LGBTQ community is definitely helping out. Because in a way, it's like, it's a really wrong face. Like, if you're in touch with your feelings, oh, you gotta be gay. But it's not the case. Nowadays, it's becoming okay to get in touch with those feelings, you know? And I feel like that's eventually gonna stop, like, all this, like, gun violence and hate crimes that have been going on lately, which breaks my heart, you know. It's a special place for all those that get taken by surprise, like that, people that really had, or kids, infants, in this case, you know, just, that had nothing to do with, like, what somebody had going on in their head. And I would agree that we do have a big mental problem going on in the United States, but it goes far beyond just these men going crazy or whatever over small issues. It's greater than that, you know. When you have a country that's so divided and it's not even like it's not subliminal, you know, it's not hidden in plain sight. Like, this is legit, like, coming at you. Like, you see all these videos of, like, people just degrading others for the language that they speak, the education that they have, the income that they make. It's sad, you know, it's sad to see all of this go on. And I feel like all of that adds into, like, the whole bullying situation at school, which causes all of these incidents to happen, you know. And it's not just like it's like it happens a lot in the right wing states. Like, it's left and right. And the fact that we even have, like, a left and a right, like, I say democracy is great and all, but it's like, it's easier to control people when you have a right and a left, you know, because you only have two options. Although, like, having one option, just, like, you have no control. But, like, from one option we go to two options, like, come on, like, how, you get one more, like, yeah, you're a great democracy. I don't know, it's like, the whole system plan is pretty fucked up. Like, the illusion of choice is more harmful than no choice. But that's just my opinion, you know? And I feel like a lot of people are caught up on just, like, wanting to be their own persona and their own person that they're just getting together in these groups that absolutely make no sense to me whatsoever, you know? Well, guys, we're coming to the end of my first podcast. It's about another 8 minutes. I just want to say thank you if you're still listening. Let me know how I'm doing. Let me know of different topics to speak about. I would definitely research and look into them. I will be having guests on the podcast within the next following days. Pretty interesting people that I've met. I did this project not too long ago on Facebook, actually, where I just went to random parks and I had a few good conversations with people about the money that I was passing out, what they would do with the actual money. And surprisingly enough, when you give a person actual beer and money, their first option isn't to go buy another beer. That's not the first thought in their head. I learned that the other day. I'm just saying, you know. I had a really good doctor tell me once, "You're not a mind reader, so stop trying to assume things. If there's something out there that you feel like you have to go confront it. Because maybe the person that's doing it has no idea they're doing it, you know? And we all feel like we're mind readers, and we can just tell when somebody's doing it on purpose or not on purpose, you know? So definitely have to ask those questions. Questions are never bad. There's never any stupid questions. You just have to, I guess, trust in yourself. If you don't want to trust in anyone else, trust in yourself that you know the right thing to say. That's always really important. Going back to bullying, I feel like that's always a good thing to keep in mind. Sometimes you feel like you can't trust anybody to go to, you know, but you can trust yourself. And if you just trust yourself in this one move to let somebody know that you're in trouble, you know, you're not really trusting anybody else, you're trusting yourself to let somebody else know. It's really helpful, you know. Sometimes the right thing doesn't feel like the right thing to do. But just like the bad thing doesn't always seem like the bad thing to do, you know, you can twist things. So why not twist them in your favor, you know, and something that's going to help you out. My mom, when I grew up, you know, she had this saying. It's like, it said, everything has a fix to it. And if it's not fixed, then it's not the end of that situation. The only thing that you can't fix is death, you know. You don't know the right or wrong time for someone to die. That's only for one person to decide, you know. Only one person knows why they died at this particular moment and what caused them to leave. And that's out of your control, you know. It's completely out of your control. Even if you're an assassin, you know. Like, I killed this man because I got paid to kill him at this time. Well, maybe that plan backfired on you, my friend. You know? Like, maybe you were supposed to kill this guy at this time, but, like, something else is gonna come. It's gonna come as a consequence of to what you've done, you've committed at this time, you know. So you just gotta believe in something good, great, you know. Especially when you're getting bullied, you gotta believe that there's good stuff out there. You gotta believe in one little thing. Once you start believing in one thing, it's like a chain reaction. Just like one bad thing can start many more bad things. It's the same way with good things. And I think we always have an easier time looking at hell, but we have such a hard time describing our heaven, you know. And I think that's where, like, our pessimistic side takes over our whole life, and you're allowing all that to go into the onto the universe, honestly, because that's what you're gonna attract, you know. You're gonna attract all this negativity, and it's just not right. You gotta learn how to attract that good stuff towards yourself. With bullying, I feel like that's one of those short-term problems, you know. In life, in school, the bullying may feel like it's painful physically. When you're an adult, I feel like you have more options. And a lot of kids don't notice. Because as an adult, all you tell your children is, like, once you go to college, you'll get that job. And then you'll listen to somebody tell you to come in at 9. how you can go home at 5, you know. But there's much more to life than just, you know, coming in at 9 o'clock and leaving at 5 o'clock and making somebody else's fortunes while you, or just, I don't want to say slave away, because obviously you're getting paid. And to compare what slavery was to what we do today, getting paid, it would be so wrong. It's so wrong. So I'm just saying, when you get older, things don't get easier, but your mind gets, it gets easier for you to control it, you know? Like, it doesn't get as physical as it is now, I guess is what I'm saying. Like, you're not gonna have to say to your boss, oh, well, let's go have a fist fight outside, and if I win, I'm gonna quit. No, you can quit whenever you want. You can leave that job whenever you want. That's not the only door that's open. There's many houses out on earth. There's many opportunities waiting for you. You just gotta find the one that's right for you. If things are hard for you right now, there's many different things that you might do to make yourself feel good. I personally, I was young, you know, I was very dumb. I didn't have this advice. I did the whole wrist thing, you know. It's like a blade, threw it through my wrist a few times. Not proud of it at all, not at all. I think for me, had I had somebody telling me that this is not it, like this is not what humans are meant to be doing, I probably would have changed who I was. I probably would have changed a few things that I did. You know, I didn't really have anyone to talk me out of this, you know, so like alcohol and the whole self-pain kind of helped a lot. But from one friend to another, I'm telling you right now, you know, there's, you get so much control over things that it's crazy. Sometimes the control is too much. Once the control becomes too much, that's where your, like, greed starts to come in. That's where that boss like mindset starts to come in. And I don't think anybody wants to be, I mean, you want to be there, but you don't want to be that person, you know? You want to be a likable person. Because I feel like the boss sometimes gets looked at as that bully that you had in high school. And if you get to become that boss and you were that victim in high school, like, you wouldn't want anyone treating you like that, you know? And that's why I feel like it's hard. It's hard to explain, you know? You start off being the bullied in school, and people that want to motivate you end up telling you, well, you want to be the person that bullies somebody someday. Which makes no sense to me, you know? It's like, well, yeah, I know you're getting bullied right now, but someday you're going to be rich and really smart, and then you're going to bully them. You know, if you're going to be their boss, like, it's... revenge is not the way to go, you know? Your goal should not be to make it so you can make others feel as bad as you did when you were trying to make it. Your goal should be to make it and then try to help those that come after you make it. Those who are worth making it. I have a nice, not easy way. It's always got to be a hard working way. But like, they have the same opportunity you had without the struggle of being, you know, constantly dehumanized or constantly abused by somebody else. And that's where we lose track. That's where our human side comes on. And we need to get to that, you know. And a lot of people don't understand that that's what we need. Well, I just want to say thank you guys very much. My name's Ricky Centeno. I will be joining you again tomorrow, same time, 10 o'clock. I will be having guests tomorrow. We're probably going to, you know, do a little bit of drugs, talk about different things. But it's going to be more than just listening to my voice. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you very much. It's the first episode ever. This is Ricky Live coming at you every night at 10 o'clock. Thank you very much.